This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. What did U.S. Capitol Police know before the January 6th riot? The acting chief of the Capitol Police is ready to reveal details of an internal intelligence assessment.
In a statement submitted for a House hearing later today, Yogananda Pittman says the assessment warned that militia members, white supremacists, and members of other extremist groups were likely to participate, that demonstrators would be armed, and that it was possible they would come to the Capitol to try to disrupt the vote. She says officers didn't properly lock down the Capitol complex, and they were unsure about using deadly force. Pittman's testimony will come as lawmakers investigate what went wrong the day of the attack. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine could be approved within a few days, now that regulators say it offers strong protection against the virus.
White House Virus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients notes the company is expected to
deliver the full 100 million doses, which is required by contract by the end of June.
And he says the Biden administration is helping J&J with equipment and raw materials to boost production.
Yeah, I think they're in a better place now.
And if emergency use is approved,
we will waste no time getting this life-saving vaccine into the arms of Americans.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
This morning, China is denying allegations that U.S. diplomats are being subjected to anal testing for COVID-19. Washington claims some of its diplomats are being made to undergo that testing. February is usually the peak of the flu season, but not this year. Experts say flu has virtually disappeared from the U.S., possibly because of measures put in place to fend off the coronavirus: masks, social distancing, and virtual schooling. This is AP News. Tiger Woods faces a difficult recovery after the SUV he was driving crashed.
L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says they will look into whether speed was a factor, but there were no indications of drugs or alcohol.
This is what it is, an accident.
Woods shattered bones in his lower leg. Some of the fractures went through the skin. Dr. Michael Gardner at Stanford Medical says, unfortunately,
it's very, very unlikely that he returns to be a professional golfer.
Fellow golfer Rory McIlroy says for Tiger Woods, golf shouldn't be on the map right now. He's alive.
I mean, he's not Superman. You know what I mean? He's not like, you know, he's a human being at the end of the day, and you know, he's already been through so much.
Tiger Woods was rehabbing from back surgery before the crash. I'm Ed Donahue.
Prosecutors say a North Carolina woman who lied to get virus relief money spent it on shopping excursions to Neiman Marcus and other pricey stores. She was in court yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.